Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. More than 50 people dead and more than 200 injured in a mass shooting in Las Vegas. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says two off-duty officers have died. More than 200 injured, as we said, after shooting last night targeting a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. Police say a suspect is dead, identified as Stephen Paddock, 64 years old, of the Las Vegas area. More now from ABC's Matt Gutman in Las Vegas.
It took planning, not only to know his target, he had to set up, apparently, the room with, you know, a view and a balcony to the concert venue. Then he had to bring in a certain amount of ammunition that he knew sufficed to whatever degree that he needed, and he had to know when to open fire, how to do it. This took planning.
And Stephen Paddock allegedly firing from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Hotel, right in the middle of a Jason Aldean set. He began firing around 40,000 people in the streets below. 62-year-old Mary Lou Danley, a person of interest, has been located and taken into custody in connection with this. But right now, they're dealing with the tragedy in Las Vegas, said to be the biggest mass shooting in American history. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A windy start to the work week for us here in Wichita with sunshine today. We'll likely be in the low 80s around lunchtime. 86 this afternoon with south winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and a wind advisory in effect. Breezy tonight, our low near 70, and rain chances start to increase for the week tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. It was dark and it was quiet when O.J. Simpson walked out of prison early Sunday after 9 years at the Lovelock Correctional Center. Brooke Keast, spokeswoman for the Nevada Department of Corrections, says, "We didn't want a lot of fanfare."
When he walked out, I was waiting for some sort of media presence, a drone, something, and it was silence. It was a crisp, cool night, right at midnight, 12:08. Walked out and it was crickets.
A 65-year-old woman from southeastern Kansas has died after being assaulted and set on fire along with two police officers. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office says Sharon Horn of Baxter Springs died Saturday morning at a hospital in Springfield, Missouri. The man suspected of assaulting her and a Baxter Springs police officer remain hospitalized. The man entered Horn's home early Saturday and began assaulting her. When two police officers arrived, he threw fuel on them and Horn, setting all three on fire.
Two people are hospitalized after being shot in northeast Wichita.
It happened around 11 p.m. Saturday. A man and woman traveling westbound on 25th near Hillside noticed that they were being followed. The man got out of his vehicle at 25th and Erie. The suspect vehicle also stopped and two unknown black men exited their vehicle. An argument ensued and multiple gunshots were fired. Both a man and woman were injured and were taken to the hospital. The woman has been released. A 3-year-old girl in the vehicle, fortunately, was not hurt. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson said the suspects fled the scene in a silver Chevy Impala with dark tinted windows and a black bra on the front. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas legislators are debating how much the decision to house more inmates, two to a cell, has fueled unrest at state prisons in recent months.
Some worry about plans for opening a new state prison with a majority of its cells double bunked. Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood told a legislative committee last week that the cells at the new prison to replace the existing one in Lansing would be large enough to hold two inmates. That would include maximum security prisoners. The department does not believe greater double bunking was a factor in multiple disturbances earlier this year at the state's maximum security prison in El Dorado or a riot early this month at a low security prison in Norton. But lawmakers in both parties have noted that the problems came after more inmates were housed two to a cell. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
October through December is the busiest time for vehicle crashes involving deer. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heilman shared some tips on how to avoid deer. He says you should look for the rest of the pack when you see one deer.
I mean, even if you see one way down the road crossing in front of you that is not going to pose a threat to you, you still need to start slowing down and then start scanning really hard, looking for the rest of the friends or family that he or she might be with.
Trooper Heilman says to stay in the vehicle after hitting a deer and call 911 or the highway patrol rather than getting out of your car. KNSS News Time now, 7:37, Stephen 10 in the morning. It is a Monday. That means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hate to start you off on a tragic note like happening in Las Vegas this morning, but it's
horrible.
Tragic.
It's, tough day when you wake up to the kind of news that we woke up to. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the families and victims. And what a tragedy. But from setting people on fire in Baxter to shootings in Lawrence to mass murders in Vegas, it's a crazy few days.
We can't ignore it. We've got to tell our folks about it. But it's a tough day, especially those folks in Las Vegas. How do you can't train for something like that, even though your first responders may be absolutely terrific.
You can try and be prepared as much as you can for any situation, but that one certainly is difficult to train for. My heart goes out to all of those involved. It's just incredibly tragic, and you just have to pause and wonder what is wrong. I mean, that is crazy. But
all right, let's change up a little bit.
We're a resilient group, and we've overcome a lot. We'll continue to march on.
You were you at the downtown chili cook-off on Saturday?
It was an unbelievable.
I thought I saw you, but you had a ball cap on and sunglasses. I thought for a minute there was Jackie Onassis hiding from the press.
Yeah, thank you. No, so I understand. The Wagamasters did an outstanding job. It gets better and better every year. But my understanding is they ran out of tasting kits because the crowd was bigger than even they anticipated. And someone told me that they were planning on 15,000. So if you run out of equipment when you're anticipating 15,000, that's a pretty large crowd.
Wow. Yeah, we'll probably have to move it to Kansas City or something. Huh?
I don't know if you've noticed, but we have a lot of momentum. People are excited that, you see the Wichita flag everywhere and there's large events.
Yeah.
We had an outstanding crowd at our open streets while I was out of the country, and some crowd estimates there were as many as 20,000 people, and had some text messages from people that were asking if we're going to do that every month. And
The
answer right now is no, but it's nice that they had so much enjoyment out of these activities that our city staff are able to put together. And of course, Wagamasters is a nonprofit group that does a tremendous amount of good in the community.
It's
just nice to see the people excited about Wichita.
Yeah, great weather for it. Had some great weather, yeah. Hey, listen, just a quick question about this Tyson's food plant that's being kind of shopped around all over the place.
Right.
And something like that. Now, you city of Wichita probably wouldn't be involved, or it might if we were trying to locate something like that here in the county or nearby. Would Wichita be involved in that?
So the reality is this new Greater Wichita partnership that we've pulled together certainly would be involved in an opportunity like that, because we want to grow the region. And so our resources are going to continue to help the region grow. We were able to do that with some companies that decided to land in the industrial park in Mays. We're working with some folks out in El Dorado. And so absolutely we'll be a part of the conversations trying to help our region. Realistically, a plant like that will not be set in the city. They need more area than we would have in the city, and the kinds of zoning that's going to be outside, you know, quite a distance from the city of Wichita. But that doesn't mean we still don't want to help that region be successful. And so we'll continue to look for those opportunities and help in many different ways.
Well, are you telling me that we have anybody locally has contacted Tyson, or do you know?
So, again, I haven't been briefed on it other than just a very brief email that I received, and so I'll find out more today. We just got back from our recruiting trip to France, which was, we think, very successful, and we didn't get back into the States until very late in the evening on Friday night. And, so I think I'm almost adjusted to the time zone shift. It's hard when, you know, you get to be my age. I couldn't even imagine trying to shift time zones at your age.
But. Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Who are you recruiting over there? Did Greg Marshall send you?
Yeah.
No, he's doing fine recruiting on his own. Yeah. But, you know, we have two, of course, Airbus is a French company. Dassault, that's out at the Innovation Campus, is a French company. So we have two companies currently that are calling Wichita home that are from that area. We have, you know, we took some information from some other folks that have relocated here from France. George Osseal, a good friend of mine who's running Cornejo Summit Materials, came from that same area, and he expressed how great Wichita is. And, you know, we're getting ready to build a French garden out at Botanica. And so it's, you know, we have a great story to tell, and there's a reason why Wichita is has a lot of momentum right now. It's an attractive place for people that want to come and work and live and play.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for your time as always. We look forward to talking with you next week at this time, sir. And we could see you tomorrow morning down there at the council meeting. You know that, don't you?
Well, I'm sure you guys will be tuning in if you can't be there in person.
Oh, we're planning on being
there. We wouldn't miss it.
Thanks.
We'll be there.
Have a good week.
Thank you, sir. That is, of course, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. It's 7:43 now. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. International legal battle involves plane makers in Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.